everybody. Welcome to the last day of 2021, New Year's Eve Day. And it's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by, all ready to talk with us, is realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. And we're going to talk with Ben right after this.
Look, if home feels too big, let's get you a smaller one. And it's okay if the process seems daunting or you're having a hard time letting go. Because our network agents have the expertise to help you downsize and get you to just the right size. Now, let's go get you home.
All right, we are back at your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson in the studio with us today. Berkshire Ben, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good, good. We kind of recapped 2021, I think, the other day.
Yeah, we did some resolutions.
Yeah. Speaking of that, do you have one for 2022?
Besides the annual one, which is lose weight, yeah. I don't know. Eat better, go to the gym more. I mean, that's pretty much it. But no, I think this year I really want to... I think I want to spend more time like at the lake.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be a great resolution?
I want to spend a little more time at the lake. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yep. Spend some more time. If I could make it work where I can, you know, take maybe some weekday or maybe a weekday off to go down there. That might be fun. Mm-hmm. Try that out.
That's a good resolution to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wouldn't complain about that one.
No.
You know, we talked about 2021. How about Berkshire Ben gets Berkshire Ben's crystal ball out, and how about maybe some predictions for the upcoming year, 2022.
Yeah, so all these predictions are based on actual data that I've researched about the housing market nationwide and in our area. And I think one of the biggest predictors of 2022 is going to be where are the interest rates going to go. And I just learned a few articles that mentioned that there are supposed to be up to 3 interest rate hikes next year, possibly. And so that could end up costing buyers, if they wait too long in next year, that could end up costing buyers thousands of dollars in interest down the road.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned the other day, even if you go a percentage point, if you're borrowing $300,000, a percentage point or a point and a half, man, that adds up awfully quick.
Yes, it does. And you can look at your amortization schedule and your interest schedule when you close, and you'll see the interest and your payment and your what goes to your insurance and taxes. And it's really interesting when buyers see all that broken down. They go, wow, you know what, my taxes and insurance and my interest rate all do matter. And so it's all kind of getting the perfect storm. I still think people buying sooner rather than later is important to save on interest rates. You know, obviously, I remember when I first started selling, it was closer to 5% interest rates. And so now it's down to about 3.5% for some qualified buyers. So that does save thousands of dollars in interest over the life of your loan.
Now, do you think that there was people out there? I mean, we were under 3% there for a while, historically low interest rates. Do you think that there were people out there? Because I can remember way back in the early 80s when it was like 20% and they said, oh, you'll never, ever see under 15%. But when it was under 3%, do you think there were still people out there going, you know what, I think it's even going to go lower?
You know, there might have been those people. I think that the people who didn't, who haven't moved on homes at this point is not really because of the interest rate, but probably because of available inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Number two prediction is that we're still going to have low inventory going into 2022. This year, we saw a record low of homes for sale on the market, somewhere around 300,000 homes nationwide.
Wow.
Our latest high in the last couple of years was about in 2017, 2018, where we had around 1 million homes on the market. So when you think about How many homes are not going back on the market, how many new buyers there are, the demand is crazy right now, and that is going to be affecting our supply long term.
Okay, I'm just replying to a quick text.
No, that's no problem. I think the biggest takeaway that you can get from that is that, you know, inventory is important. So you kind of gotta come into it with maybe a little bit more of a compromising mind, right? Maybe you have to have an open mind about what kind of home that you'd actually want and what kind of home you'd want to actually settle for, because with inventory being down so much, you have to sometimes make a decision that's still good for yourself and your family or your business, but that also makes sense financially. And part of that is, you know, like maybe you're interested in a townhome. Well, maybe instead of a townhome, you look in the multifamily category and you get a duplex and the person next door helps pay your payment.
Sure, sure.
Right, maybe that's your compromise. Maybe you don't, and then maybe you fix up that place a lot better, similarly to what you would do on a townhome that you could buy. So there are some options that people can have that will allow them to be a little bit more flexible with their housing choices. I think commercial is going to get a lot more busy too, either converting those commercial properties into more residential properties or tearing things down and building new residential properties, apartments or condos. Those, I think, are going to get a lot more busy.
Okay. I want to just interrupt here for a couple of quick texts that we got. Bailey's watching. Les says, Happy New Year's Eve. Bailey says, Morning, guys, and Happy New Year. And Ben, too.
Hello. Hi, Bailey. Hi, Les. How are you guys doing this morning? Thanks so much for tuning in. I think that's great that people want to comment and wish Happy New Year's. Bailey's a regular favorite.
Oh, yeah. We love Bailey. You talk about bringing out the crystal ball. Wouldn't it be nice if that crystal ball would tell you what inventory is going to be like in the upcoming year?
Right. And I think the third prediction is that I think that people will still want to try to invest in real estate. I think it's still going to get busier as time goes on. But I really do think that people shouldn't be discouraged. I really think that people should take it more of as a challenge and the opportunity to find something that's right for them and to really buckle down and do a good home search. There may be homes or businesses or commercial properties in categories that are competitive. And part of the reason why we at Berkshire Hathaway do what we do is we can help get you into those buildings, into those homes, even during tough situations like this. That's why having an agent matters, is we represent you. So when we actually bring you to the negotiating table, it's as our client. We owe you fiduciary duties and duties to go forward and represent you the best we can. That means sometimes going out and reaching out to people who may not even be thinking about selling, but may consider selling if they get the right offer.
Right, right.
Right. I mean, those are certain things that we do that can help move things forward that maybe you don't have time for because you're full-time whatever you're doing. You know, you want to trust your realty expert to get you the home or the business or the area that you need.
Now, with inventory being low, does that make a realty expert's job easier or does it make it more difficult?
So it's interesting because you tend to kind of lose some more of the less serious clients in this type of situations, people who are more tire kickers who may have gotten into a house if it was an easier process or there's a lot of inventory and they get a cheap deal. But now that it's more difficult with negotiation, they may not want to. You're still going to find the people who are super motivated to buy. And those are actually more easier for people to, for real estate agents especially, to work with.
Sure.
So if you're super motivated and you already talked to your lender and you make sure you're following up with your lender and making sure everything's going well and you do your own research and you come to the table prepared, that's going to make my job a lot easier so that when we're going through the negotiations, you can know what to expect. I think that part of that is asking the right questions. You know, I'm open for any type of questions. There's no dumb questions in my opinion. So I really think that people coming to the realty expert and asking the right questions and then being educated in the process themselves will really help them be prepared to buy something right. And it usually just comes down to motivation. You know, some people say, yep, I'm qualified for X, Y, and Z number of dollars, and I'm going to buy something for sure. And I think that that really shows to the selling point of view. I mean, if there's a seller out there listening, think about it. Do you need to downsize? Think about your real estate needs and how that could benefit yourself financially by selling, and then also by you getting something that, that could be more manageable for yourself if you wanted to downsize. So there's always opportunity in the market between buyers and sellers. It just is having the right people working both sides to make sure the transaction works.
So if somebody is thinking about buying or selling this spring, they should maybe make a list of their own predictions for 2022, and at the top of the list should probably be to get a hold of you.
Yeah, I mean, number one, I think you have to talk to an expert, whether it's your lender that you've trusted for years, and maybe you're looking for a new agent, maybe you've worked with other agents in the past, and then now you're looking for somebody new to sell your home or to rep you on a different purchase. That's one of the things that we tend to do a lot at Berkshire Hathaway and leave clients satisfied. So it's just really important, I think, that people realize that there are a lot of opportunities out in the market, even when inventory is low. Even when things are more difficult and more competitive, there can still be opportunities if you're serious about it. I can pretty much educate you and bring you to all the way to closing if you're willing to understand and understand what it takes to actually get the place that you want.
Yeah, so
right? and I can help you with that.
So if you're thinking about it, I mean, even thinking about it, I told you the story with how we ended up with our new house, but these things, they pop up. Houses and properties just pop up.
And
if they haven't got a hold of you and you don't know that they're looking, they're never going to know.
Right. And I mean, that's the thing is I know about new listings many times the day that they're listed or the morning that they get listed, because we'll be, for example, in a sales meeting on Tuesday mornings, we have ours at 9 a.m. and somebody will say, hey, I'm listing something today and it's X, Y, and Z beds and baths, or it's this type of commercial property, this type of lake property. And I know about it and I can sit there and text my clients and say, hey, I got something coming up for you. I'll send it to you today. And I already have an in. So we have 40 agents in our brokerage.
Yep.
I mean, that is power to us to be able to reach out to those. And then we have working relationships with other realtors and other brokerages as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, other realtors, in my opinion, I hope that this is true, but for me it is. I hope that other realtors come along and purchase and have their clients purchase the properties that I'm listing. And we can have a good working relationship.
Sure, sure.
No matter what brokerage they're from.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we pride ourselves on, and we think that that's really important. And having good working relationships, it's really what's best for your client.
Okay.
And that's what's most important.
Yep. Do you have more than the three?
I think another prediction I think that people are going to realize is that economically, I think we're still going to see inflation affect our home buying process.
Yeah.
I think that for the next year, as inflation tries to get controlled and the government starts to do their thing to try to control inflation, it's going to make a big difference when a buyer goes to sign the pen. Their money may not be worth as much. They may have to work harder for a down payment. Real estate prices are going up. So I just think people need to really be cautious and be looking out for their dollar, save some money. That's the best way to kind of overcome that last prediction, is save some extra money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're buying your house, when you're talking to me, I can help tell you how much you're going to need.
Okay.
And I can help you set up a plan with a lender to get you a savings account at their bank so that you can get your down payment in a savings account. And then they can keep track of it and help you with it.
Sure.
And then once you're ready, then your lender can call me and you can say, hey, you know what? They have enough money for their down payment now. Now we can start looking. And we'll hit the ground running with your down payment. We'll find something affordable that works for you, and we'll get it for you.
Well,
you know, so that's sometimes just takes a little bit of time, but we can get you to that where you want to go. If you're a business owner and you need to expand because things are booming right now, your business is booming because supply is so short, and you're manufacturing or you're doing something. I just met with a guy who's doing used and new like ATV and snowmobile parts. Mm-hmm. You know, we need those type of things here in town. So if you're that type of person who's a business owner and want to expand, want to grow, this is the place to do it.
You know, I just learned something new again. Mm-hmm. I always learn something from you guys. Now, I know how much fun the people have and the whole family of Berkshire Hathaway. I know they treat you guys pretty good. They got any big stuff going on for you guys today?
We do have a Christmas party coming up, which is one of my favorite things. We all just have a great time. We are truly like family in the office, so it's just fun to all get together, eat and drink and have a good time. We all get little gifts from the owners, which is super nice.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this is one of them right here. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's super Callaway nice.
Wow.
So you can. So we're really close like that. Nothing crazy going on today. It's the last day of the year, but we're going to have some great events planned for 2022 at the brokerage. We're really lucky to have some great admins, some great staff, and then all the great realtors there that we work with. We had Trunk or Treat this year that was super successful. We did Realtor Ring Day, which was really fun. I know people saw us around town. So anything that we can do to help the community and help you grow your business or help you with your real estate needs, we'd love to help.
I just decided I have my New Year's resolution now for 2022, and that's to go to the lake more with Berkshire Ben Olson. How's that?
That's right. That sounds good. I got a lot of fishing lakes. Come on down. I think that everyone should look for their lake property this summer too.
So. Hey, that's a great idea. And if somebody is looking to buy, sell, maybe looking for a new lake home, how do they get a hold of realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson?
It's really easy. Propertyinclient.com or my phone number is 701-318-2676.
You have yourself a wonderful New Year's Eve. Be careful out there this weekend, and looking forward to seeing you in the year 2022, buddy.
You too. See you next year.
All right. There you go. Your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. There you have it. Realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. You got the information from him. If you're looking to buy or sell, get a hold of this guy. All right. He's going to help you out. He's going to do a fantastic job. And from all of us at Grand Forks Best Source and from Berkshire Hathaway, we wish you all a very happy New Year.